It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we'll bring you the latest music and interviews on the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll talk with Matt O'Ree about his fundraiser at Jamie's and Red Bank on 420, rock a rad cover from Kingston and Greystar, and crank the latest from Experiment 34. They're in action at the Asbury Park Yacht Club with Molly Rhythm this Friday, April 12th. But first, let's kick things off with an artist known for his killer acoustic sets. He's doing a show with Genevieve at the Pierce Memorial Church in Farmingdale on Tuesday, April 16th. I'm talking about Asbury Park's Chris Brown. Off of his One More Night EP, here's Gunshots and Bombs on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
First thing this morning, I turned on the news. Saw the hope for the future hanging by a noose. The American dreams, 6 feet under the ground. I'd swear that we learned to fly just to shoot a shit down. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just glad they're not bombs. I think the world would agree to hear nothing at all if the sins of our past wash away with the tide. Don't worry, baby, I'm right by your side. Religion and science are both constructs of man. Can't tell me what to believe and what I can. We've gotta count on each other to open our eyes. With a little faith, hope, and love, we can maybe survive. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just glad they're not bombs. I think the world would agree to hear nothing at all if the sins of our past wash away with the tide. Don't worry, baby, I'm right by your side. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just glad they're not bombs. I think the world would agree to hear nothing at all if the sins of our past wash away with the tide. Don't worry, baby, I'm right by your side.
Chris Brown with Gunshots and Bombs on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off his One More Night EP. Score it at chrisbrownap.com. And so is Chris Brown with Genevieve at the Pierce Memorial Church in Farmingdale for the Pierce Sessions on Tuesday, April 16th. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Matt O'Ree. Matt O'Ree Band has a new live album coming out on April 20th, the same day they're rocking Jamie's in Red Bank. Matt, thanks for calling in.
Good to be here with you, brother. Thanks for having me.
It's always rad having you on. And this is really cool. First off, I want to hear about this new live album. You recorded it at the Stone Pony, right?
Yeah, our last show that when we were there last in November 18th, we did a live recording, and I didn't think much of it until I had listened back to it with Aaron and I when we were flying to California, and both of us were like, wow, this is really good. We should really put this out, and wind up turning into a project, and we're putting it out. So it was such a great show, and you know, memorable show with David Bryan joining us and John Ginty on Hammond organ. And John is now playing with the Almond Betts Band, which is off to a raging start, which is very cool for him. So, but the audio came out so great, and we also have video that goes along with it too. So, we'll be releasing the video also on April 20th. There's 6 songs of video and 9 songs total on the record.
And on April 20th, you're not just releasing the album, which is titled Live from the Stone Pony. You're also doing a special show over at Jamie's in Red Bank. It's a fundraiser. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we are, as musicians, you know, up against, you know, the biggest mountain to climb nowadays, especially with people not really buying records per se anymore. So the only thing left for most musicians as an original artist is touring. So how do you do that, you know, and cut expenses and not have to get hotel rooms and everything else? So we're gunning to purchase a new touring vehicle in the form of a motor coach or a bus for the longevity of the band touring now again. So we were kind of on the shelf for a little while, and we're back stronger than ever. So we decided, hey, you know, what the heck, we'll put on a big show at Jamian's because it's one of our favorite places to play, and Jamian has been such a big supporter of us all these years that we kind of, you know, turn it into a fundraiser, and all the proceeds from the tickets will go towards the down payment that we're going to be putting down on a new touring vehicle. But so we reached out to some friends, and man, everybody just came out of the woodwork, and it's just so humbling, and you know, it really, you know, teared us up, really, Aaron and I, how much people care about us and how much they want to see this thing go, as much as we do too, obviously, and we've been putting our whole lives into it, and it's just so humbling that people came out of the woodwork to already offer donations, and we have a GoFundMe campaign running right now, and then all the proceeds from the show will go towards the purchase of a new tour vehicle.
All right, first off, how could someone access the GoFundMe? Is it up on MattOreBand.com? Where can you find it?
Yes, it's on my website. It's also, if you just go to GoFundMe.com/MattOre, you'll find it too.
And how could someone get tickets for the show at Jamian's on 420?
Yeah, so the tickets are 20 in advance and 25 at the door. It is limited seating in Jamian's. Now, Jamian's is twice as big because he did expand the place, which is awesome, and the stage is bigger, and there's a higher capacity than ever before there, but I'm assuming that the show will probably sell out, but it's an all-day event, so it starts at doors open at 2 o'clock, and the first band will be on about 2:30, so, and it's going to run all the way into the night, so it's a long, long day. So if people want to come be part of, you know, a certain amount of hours, and then they might want to go. So we're going to constantly be selling tickets at the door for more people that show up. But you can get tickets right from our website, MattOreBand.com. That's via PayPal. Just reach out to us, and we'll make arrangements for you.
What time are you guys on?
We're still working out the schedule because so far we have the Moroccan sheep herders are going to donate some time for us, and they're real good friends of ours. Brian Kirk said he'd stop by, and he's going to play with us. The Rocket Foundation, which is a Rocket for Kids program at the Count Basie, they're going to bring a whole team of kids over to come play for us, which is awesome, and the kids are amazing. Matt Wade Band is going to play. Keith Kenny's playing, of course, Matt O'Ree Band. David Bryan from Bon Jovi's going to stop by, and he's going to light the place on fire, I'm sure. And then the after party is the Shady Street Show Band. They originally had that night booked at Jamian, so Jamian was kind enough to just tack this on as one big thing, and Shady Street, you know, they jumped in with the event to help us, you know, help us out too.
Got a lot of great bands, a lot of amazingly talented artists on the bill for this. That's going to be one hell of a time over at Jamian's on April 20th. The track we're doing off of the new album that'll be dropping on the 20th, live from the Stone Pony. Tell us about Marry You.
Marry You was a song I wrote 2005, and I did the original version of it was on my Shelf Life record, and it's I kind of dug it out of the closet, you know, a couple years back, and we've been playing it again, and Marry You usually segues into a song called Worth the Live, which is off the same record, and it's really turning into such a big crowd, you know, thing, and those two songs on the record just sound so fantastic. So I'm really excited for people to hear this new live version of them.
So Marry You segs into Worth the Live when you do it live?
We do it live, yes.
So let's do them both back to back right now. Matt O'Ree, don't miss Matt O'Ree Band at Jamian's on 420. New album live from the Stone Pony drops the same day. Get your tickets in advance at MattOreeBand.com. Matt, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, bro. We'll see you on 420. Right now, let's rock those back-to-back tracks. Here's Matt O'Ree Band with Marry You into Worth the Live on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'd like to thank a good friend of mine for bringing down this wonderful guitar for me to play this evening for y'all. Let's just see what she can do. What do you say? Thank you.
Country.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thank you. Hi, this is Kingston.
And this is Graystar, and you're listening to Tom Hanley
on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Until there's no one left to see. So dry them tears. What has the system is dead. Let's try to level the fear. You can blame a black, blame a white, and stone a queer. But you can't lay the facts. Try to fight and reach our peers. Well, I'm here to call on every single ignorant hypocrite. So if you're flipping to write it down like you're literate, what is commit that victory? Your service is legitimate. Never let it go. If you love it, just a nigga, baby, victorious against the big timers. Step up, you will be calm. If we get you this strong, if we get you this fearless, if we get back and feel this, feel that. Level intact, the best of us, the best it could be your last day. But I make it count. What's the point of pain if the love is not around? I'm just a bad dog and I'm off to rule the pound. You're the king of the world, you can borrow my crown. We die more than more each day. Why do the children love their play? I'm on the way of the best, the best will make us sound and take the one that you stay. We die more than more each day. Why do the children love their play?
Experiment34.com. And so I missed them at the Asbury Park Yacht Club with Molly Rhythm this Friday. Admission is free. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter of the Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to your Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.